You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Oh Behave is brought to you by Petco.com. Petco is a leading specialty retailer of premium pet food supplies and services, offering more than 10,000 high-quality pet-related products. Enter the code BEHAVE10, BEHAVE, the number 10, and get 10% off any order, no minimum, at Petco.com.
It's Oh Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your Oh Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today is quite a character, and I say that in a very complimentary way. You may know her as that one ringy-dingy telephone switchboard operator, Ernestine, or the wise beyond her years child in a giant rocking chair, Edith Ann. She's staged successful one-woman shows, won Emmys and Grammys and Tonys, oh my. Let's give pause and applause to our very special guest, actress, producer, comedian, writer, and my favorite animal advocate, Lily Tomlin. Welcome to the show, Lily.
Thank you, Arden, very much for my intro. Thank you.
Oh, great. Good. I teed it up well. We're going to find out Lily's upcoming role that will benefit animals in the Los Angeles area and more right after this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. Oh Behave will be right back.
There's a movement afoot. ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code BEHAVE, B-E-H-A-V-E, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/behave, B-E-H-A-V-E, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more. If you ask the question, what do I want? What do I need? I'll take affection. I need time, I need love, I crave attention.
There's a new waiting by the door, with shaking tails and happy hearts, and running circles round the floor. That's always when the party starts. They are my friends, they are my children, they are the first.
I Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available in iTunes.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City. with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City. Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. All Behave is back with more tail wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our guest today is Lily Tomlin, that rare person blessed with star power and animal magnetism. All those Emmys and Tonys and Grammys and sold-out Broadway shows aside, Lily, I guess you know you've really made it when you're the winning answer to a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game show question, right?
Was I on there?
You were the winning answer to a $16,000 question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. The question was, who was the name of the switchboard telephone operator? What was the name of the actress who played her? And the guy won $16,000 for the answer.
Well, God, I'm proud.
I know. And he didn't chew gum or snort in his answer.
Okay.
Speaking of Ernestine, I mean, you've created oodles of characters, which makes me a little concerned if you're schizophrenic or just multi-talented, but how'd you come up with this character, Ernestine, years ago?
Well, Ernestine was just one of those glorious serendipitous things. You know, I was in New York, I was unknown, it was the mid-60s, everybody hated the phone company, AT&T was a big monopoly, you had no recourse if you were a private subscriber. And right. The whole infrastructure was going to heck. You know, you couldn't get a new phone. You couldn't get it repaired. It rang at odd hours when nobody was calling. All kinds of things happened. So it was just ripe for satire. And I was just going to do a tough New York operator. But as I started threatening people and harassing them and having every private document that's ever existed about them, I could see how sexually repressed it was, that kind of petty power. And my body just sort of tightened up and my face tightened up and I just got squeezed rigid, and when my face went that way, then I'd snort when I'd laugh, and she was just one of those happy things that happen organically. I think that's why she probably struck a nerve. I think the audience, aside from everybody having trouble with the phone company, especially back then, I think they sensed some kind of sexuality about it.
No, I think you spot on described her perfectly. I mean, and yet, even in this high-tech years, I mean, I think some of us wish there was an Ernestine around, don't you?
Yes. I do. you can't keep Ernestine down. I mean, she is, like, absolutely a dynamo in terms of her own self-interest. And she now she works at a big healthcare insurance corp denying healthcare to everyone. So she finds her way through. She navigates the world.
She's quite a survivor, I think, what you're saying. And
but as long as she's got somebody she can intimidate and reject, she's happy.
Will you do me a favor? Don't give her my email or my home address, really?
All right.
Promise? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I can handle her. But Edith, I love, and that's the truth. I can't do it that well. Edith Ann, I mean, the whole idea of putting her in a giant rocking chair, that was great. And tell us about that character, how you created her.
Well, I still have that rocking chair. I have it in my house now.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, and when I first took her to, you know, Ernestine was a huge hit when I first went to Laugh In. And I came on mid-season, and then I was preparing new other characters to bring back in the fall. And Edith was one of them. And I also was preparing Susie Sorority from The Silent Majority, which was in existence at that time. And very,
right.
You know, powerful, influential. But so they didn't want me to. They thought Edith was too bratty. They didn't understand her at all. And so I said, well, I'll do Edith. They wanted me to do Susie. So I said, well, I'll do Susie if you'll let me do Edith. And they wouldn't build me the rocking chair at first because they didn't think she would catch on. And I did her the first two or three weeks out of a big cardboard box, like, you know, how kids get a refrigerator box and make a fort.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At least they did in my time. And the first couple times I did her, I'd push a flap up on the top, and so that there was no size relationship, you know. And then they built me the chair. She caught on right away. I don't even know how, because I think she got much better over the years. But when I created Edith, I wanted to do a kid because I knew you could, first of all, it's fun to do a kid. And then it's another whole piece of, you know, range of humanity. So I would just, I'd go down to the Ice House. There's a little club here in Pasadena. And it's sort of out of the way. If you go in L.A., someone's liable to write about you. So I'd drive all the way from Malibu to Pasadena to do a couple of bits. And, yeah, let me answer my cell phone.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? Well, shut it. I told her to answer my phone, and she did, and of course she was rude.
Oh, okay.
Ernestine, please, just go someplace while I'm doing this so I don't have to deal with you.
Go play with Edith Ann.
Okay, so Edith Ann. So I would just improv and have the audience ask me questions, you know. And, of course, they'd always ask pretty much a lot of the same questions. Do you know where babies come from and things like that? Well, Edith is way beyond that. You know, in fact, she was, when they said, do you know where babies come from? She'd say, the father takes his penis and puts it in the mother's vagina and plants the seed. And then a little baby grows. Try to tell everybody in town. And, so they, you know, she'd say, don't you know? For she'd say, when they'd say that, she'd say, don't you know? Anyway, and then she'd tell them. She'd instruct them. And so all I put Edith between myself and my own baby brother. And made her a middle child, and then one day that summer I was touring with Dan and Dick before she debuted on Laugh-In, and I met a little girl in a hotel in Pennsylvania, and she was the daughter of the manager, and she was about 4 years old, and she had this slight speech impediment, which I found out later is not uncommon with small children. They don't have complete control of their tongue, and they when they say anything with a TH, they blow a little raspberry. Because their tongue protrudes, you know, and so I met this little girl in the lobby, and she proceeded to talk to me, and every time she'd say a TH, she'd go, her little tongue would come out. And so I said, this is too glorious. It was just like, you know.
The comic gods hand-delivered that on a platter.
I said, it's like Jesus put his hand on my shoulder, you know.
Right.
Jesus. So it was just a little hop and a jump from her little raspberry to, and that's the truth. I'd exaggerate a little more on laughing, and so that parents were livid with me. Where I'm going, you know.
That's right. We got spit all over the household now, thanks to you. That's all right. I was looking. You had some early commercials, too, for, I think it was Tide, and you actually had a spot on your blouse, and you're like all set up to your neck in water, and you put a box of Tide and you clean the shirt. I mean,
that was like they took that off the air because it was sort of false advertising, because they make it look like the stain just floats away while I'm in, you know, I was in a huge tank with 300 gallons of water, and it took 3 days to shoot the commercial because I was in like cement booty so I wouldn't fall over.
It took
me time to figure out how to stay upright because the water would rush in like about a second and a half, and it would just knock me to hell. And they'd have to pull me out on a bosun seat and dry my hair and everything. This is before I was known at all. And then I would agitate like a washing machine, and then the stain would float away.
I love it. It's on your website. I was like roaring when I saw that.
Well, I still have to get the stains out of my shirt.
We have something in common. We both have a cat by the same name, Murphy, and my Murphy is a chick. I actually named her after Murphy Brown.
Well, I did too. Because
Oh my gosh!
I got that cat when I went on Murphy.
You're kidding. Now, what color is Murphy? Murphy,
Murphy is, she's kind of long-haired. She was a feral cat that a friend called me and found up in Carmel, and she drove down halfway to give me that cat.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was probably 95 or 96 or something. Anyway, she's kind of charcoal with that little bit of tan underneath rubbed in, but she's mostly, and then her face, she has stripes on it. She's a beautiful cat.
Oh, what's her personality like now?
Oh, she's wonderful. She's very feminine, and she, Roddy is a male cat, and he's a short-haired yellow cat, and she's so seductive, and then she like whacks him, and you know he comes over and she whacks him, and she's a little bit icy, you know, she's more friendly with strangers who come in than he is, but she's very sweet. She's very sweet, except she is willful. She's very willful. And she won't let you, he'll let you hug him and throw him over your shoulder, and she won't do any of that. You have to, but I pet her all the time. I mean, she literally runs. She has this one couch she likes to be petted on. And she, when she thinks I'm headed in that direction, I mean, she gallops to that couch, you know, to wait for me to arrive.
She's training you. You know that, right?
Oh, of course she does. And then she has a very small voice. So we don't know why, if it was because she was in the woods and she got severe laryngitis or what, but she has like a little tiny voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, my Murphy is, I nicknamed her Morphe. She's kind of a big girl. She's a like a black cat with little white bib, and she came from the streets of Irvine, California. She got dumped, I guess, from the apartment people who departed when I first moved to California. And I just love the Murphy Brown Show, and I used to be a newspaper reporter and editor for many years for a major daily. And I thought, I want to name her Murphy Brown. And everybody says, I like your boy cat. And, you know, with cats, it's kind of hard to check under the hood like a boy dog and say, oh, it is a boy cat. And I keep saying, no, she's a girl. Her name's Murphy Brown. And so I think that's pretty interesting. We have something in common.
Well, since you're so knowledgeable about cats and other animals, let me ask you this, because Murphy had quite long hair, and it's very, you know, it's that hair that will mat.
Right.
And I'm very allergic to cats, and always have been, but I still always had cats and dogs. So my vet kept saying, and she had a lot of trouble with hairballs. So she was in the hospital once for like 4 days because they couldn't get this hairball to pass. And I thought, well, maybe I should. He had told me I should trim her hair. That would be much better for her and for me. And I thought, oh, she'll die. She'll be so embarrassed, or she won't like it. But we cut her short. I mean, I had a groomer cut her short because I might have, who knows what I would have done. And she, first of all, she looks like a kitten. And she seems to like it a lot. And it's much better for me on an allergy level. And she doesn't have any hairballs anymore.
It is an individual thing with cats. You're actually talking to Cat Writer of the Year from 2007. I mean, I'm sure you missed it on the major news shows. But with cats, it is actually, there is a protein in cats called FELD1 that is what causes some allergic reactions in people. But keeping her hair shorter helps because it helps you groom. When you think about it, cats actually groom about 1/4 of their waking hours. So can you imagine giving yourself a bath?
Yeah, well, our cats get a bath every month.
Okay.
From a groomer. Is that bad?
Well, they have these natural oils that I think that cats are normally fastidious and don't really need to be groomed as often unless they're show cats or something like that. That said, if you just take a slightly damp washcloth, not soaking, and just rub it across their back from head to tail. That's one way to pick up a lot of loose hairs that are in their coat in addition to grooming and brushing. The other thing is, if you put something along like the side of one of your corners in your house, they make these deals that cats can actually brush against. It looks like little nubby things, and it's a way for a cat to self-groom.
Different than a scratching post.
Yes, yes. It adheres to right to the corner on either side, so a cat will rub against it. Cats are like feline Zorros. They like to leave their little scent everywhere, so they're always going, mine, 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 mine. When they rub their cheek to you, you know, and when they headbutt you, and when they give you the body shimmer, you've actually been, you know,
Mark.
You've been graffitied by a cat. I just want you to know that.
Oh, that's great. Well, where do you get these kind of grooming corners or posts?
A Petco, like a Petco or a PetSmart or something. Just walk in there. I'm sure nobody will notice you coming into a store like that, of course.
I go to it all the time. I go to the Petco up here all the time, not with nary a ruffle.
Really? You don't have one of your disguises, one of your different characters?
No, people are, you know, people, I think when you do comedy, people are, and you've been around as long as I have, they're just friendly. They say, hi, Lily. Or they'll say, oh, Lily, you know, what kind of animals do you have and stuff like that.
They don't offer to buy your products at the store?
No.
Oh, darn.
More like they expect me to buy something for them.
Well, we're listening to Lily Tomlin. I'm so happy you're here on the show. We're going to take a quick commercial break and get back to what she's doing for Voice for the Animals Foundation right after this commercial break. Sit and stay. We'll be right back.
time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. Obehave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
FTD's network of over 40,000 florists around the world have been creating beautiful handcrafted arrangements for 100 years. Each arrangement is delivered the same day and backed by FTD's 7-day satisfaction guarantee. For a century, people have trusted their most important occasions to the flower experts at FTD.
Since Pet Life Radio is all about puppy dogs and flowers, our listeners, that's you, can get a 20% discount on your order. Just go to FleurUp.com and use the code OBEHAVE at checkout. FLEUROP.com. Code word OHBEHAVE.
There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
"So how do you feel about cat condos?"
we can say from experience,
"Feels like home for her."
Enter the code BEHAVE10, BEHAVE, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
Hello?
Danica, where have you been?
Oh, Grandma, I've been busy, you know, racing, GoDaddy girl.
Oh, I built my own online store with GoDaddy.
Really? Let me see. Grandma'sAuction.com? Hey, aren't those Grandpa's golf clubs?
Grandma needs her bingo money.
Use promo code BEHAVE10, BEHAVE, the number 10, and get a .com domain name for just $7.49 at GoDaddy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed drawing and mushing to racing, agility, and competition. This is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams. Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Rachel Ray, and you're listening to Obehave with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have as our guest Lily Tomlin. She is amazing. I am so happy that you're on the show, and we want to get right into what you're going to be doing on March 5th for the Voice for the Animals Foundation.
Here in L.A., we're going to have a fundraiser and an event to celebrate and honor Voice for the Animals, and I'm going to appear, and three or four other comedians are going to appear. And it's going to be, as I said, at the Comedy Club up on Sunset. I think it starts, it's probably at 7:30, but if you go to the website for Voice for the Animals, you know, which is probably, let's see,
I have it. Ready? It's B as in Victor, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, A as in Alpha, foundation.org. So it's VFTA foundation.org. And the show is March 5th, and the doors open at 6. So are you going to do different characters?
I always do characters. You know, when I, in fact, I'm leaving Wednesday to go to Fort Worth and Austin, and I've been working on, there's an elephant, you know, aside from Billy, that we've been working on trying to get transferred from the L.A. Zoo to the sanctuary up north in California, Paws. Mm-hmm. There's also an elephant, well, there's elephants everywhere that need help, but there's an elephant named Jenny who's at the Dallas Zoo that I have been working on too.
Oh, great!
But the night of the event on March 5th, Carol Leifer will also be there, Orny Adams, Peter Berman, and probably some other surprise guy people.
Oh, that's great! And the money's all going to benefit the Voice for the Animals Foundation, correct?
Right, and of course I became involved with Billy the elephant here in L.A. through Voice for the Animals and Melia Kaplan, who runs that group. And we worked so hard for Billy and the council. There were so many shenanigans that went on with that day in the chambers and the vote and everything, because when we went in, we pretty much had the votes, and something had gone on where some kinds of deals were made, I'm sure. And anyway, it was very suspect, but they voted to keep Billy at the zoo.
Well, all jokes aside, because that's a very good talent you have, but you also are a champion for all animals. So for some of the folks that aren't, bring them up to speed about Billy, the Asian elephant at L.A., and the one Jenny in Dallas, and why it's not so cool to always have them at these kinds of places.
Well, it's almost never cool, because there just simply is not enough room at a zoo for an elephant.
Okay.
Billy has been subsisting on a quarter of an acre for over 20 years, and the same is true of Jenny in Dallas. And they have, and Jenny is a very, she's an elephant with very special needs anyway, because she was in the circus for 10 years, and when she was ripped out of the wild, and presumably her mother was shot and killed, and she's had terrible, you know, psychological problems and joint and foot problems that elephants usually get in zoos or small confinement. So she's had a really suffering life. And now Billy is a bull elephant, and he's over there in the L.A. Zoo, and he has been in rut, as they say, meaning he's looking for a female partner. And those bull elephants are very hard to treat and handle, because they're huge and they're aggressive.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the main part about elephants, once I got involved with elephants and started reading about them and learning about them, when you realize how sensitive and intelligent they are, it just adds to the magnitude of their suffering. I mean, we have a councilman here, Tony Cardenas, who's absolutely wonderful, and he's the one who brought a motion to transfer Billy from the LA Zoo to the sanctuary. And he refers to this habitat that they're planning to build in L.A. for $42 million as an elephant mortuary.
Oh, my gosh.
These exhibits are already obsolete before they're even built, because they're not adequate. And there are other animals at the zoo who could use that space and use it very happily, but elephants can't. This space is really about 3.5 acres of usable space. And they plan to even bring in 4 or 5 more elephants.
To me, it would be like living in a telephone booth, right?
A telephone booth. Well, it is. It's just about that. And the AZA, the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, if anybody thinks that they're on the elephant's side of their welfare, they should know that the space requirement for an elephant in a zoo, according to the AZA, is equivalent to a 3-car garage.
Oh, my gosh.
So
what can people do? What can our listeners do to help out? Is there anything that they can do?
Right now, I mean, you could all, you know, the vote has been done by the city council, and unless we're able to, you know, appeal that or do something more significant, that exhibit will go forward, and it's, and I expect they're building it right now, and that's $42 million down the drain.
Wow.
And nothing better for Billy. No real salvation for Billy. And also, bull elephants have to be isolated. They don't mix with female elephants.
What about in Dallas with Jenny?
In Dallas, Jenny, well, you can write the Dallas. If you go on, there's a group there called Concerned Citizens for Jenny.com. And there you'll find the mayor and all the council people, their addresses and phone numbers, and you can write and call them. And I would suggest you'd find it fascinating just to read about elephants. There are a lot of incredible books. There's one particularly, When Elephants Weep, and how they really, how emotionally developed they are. And I'm sure people have seen, documentaries and other kinds of wildlife footage where you see elephants grieving over an elephant of their herd that has died.
Right.
Trying to raise it from the dead. And they go back and later and they pass the bones around of their ancestors. And, they're just really developed. That's all there is to it. But to have to subsist in that small confined space, it's completely unnatural anyway. So when people go to the zoo, even if they put a tree up in a little waterfall or a little pond, I mean, it's just for show. It's ridiculous, because they just will not accept, or they won't own up to the fact that it is not adequate. And every elephant expert in the world has stated this and restated it and underscored it and pled with the zoos to transfer these elephants to sanctuaries and not bring in more elephants.
Well, you've educated our listeners, and I can tell you we have listeners all the way from Singapore to here.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I'm really glad that you could get your message out. I saw a really interesting clip of this bonding, if you will, between an elephant and this dog. And
yeah,
the dog ended up, have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh, the elephant hung out waiting for the dog to recover from some surgery, I guess.
I know. They stayed there like 3 weeks outside the facility. It's breathtaking. And when you see elephants reunited that have known each other in the past because they get so bonded to one another, it's another magnificent thing. If you go on and Google PAWS, the sanctuary in Northern California, PAWS.
Okay.
And in Tennessee, there's a great sanctuary, the Tennessee Elephant Sanctuary. And you see videos of elephants and them interrelating and frolicking. I mean, you know, they walk and run for miles and miles a day, 30, 40 miles a day. They have to forage and do things. They have very, very sensitive feet. So when they walk, when they're in a quarter of an acre for 20 years, that earth is just like concrete. They weigh 10,000 pounds, and the earth is so compacted, and it causes them really bad foot and joint diseases, and very painful. But a lot of money spent maintaining an elephant in a zoo is spent on their medical needs because they're not well.
Well, you've definitely shared with us some things that others need to know. I mean, you're very informative. I've been thinking about it. It's like all of a sudden, it's like when you give awareness, don't you think that propels action? Sometimes people just don't understand or don't recognize what another being is going through. And I think that's what
absolutely.
You're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what really, I've always been an advocate for animals. I'm not as, you know, as upfront as I could be because I do have the chance to go on media and stuff like that. But the elephants and I've always, you know, of course we passed Prop 2 here in LA, to give farm animals a better break. And that was a great accomplishment and a move forward. But
right.
You know, as an animal activist and a person who's aware about, you know how much there is, how much suffering there is in the animal world and in the human world. But when I started reading about elephants, yes, the awareness and the consciousness of just how complicated and intelligent these creatures are, it compelled me to become involved.
Well, you've actually propelled my cat, Murphy Brown, to come over by my microphone and try to rub on the microphone to make a big irritating noise. I think you have a new fan in Murphy.
She probably wants to get a show of her own.
Yeah, she is kind of a feline celebrity. We have to kind of, well, I have to talk to her agent to find out if I can, you know, talk to her. You know how it goes.
This
I tell
has
people
to be an arm's length negotiation.
I tell people that cats put the C in candid, the A in attitude, the T in tenacious, and the S in so what? But
yeah,
I think
I want you to send me, I'm going to get one of those grooming posts right away.
Okay, I'm going to try to find that out for you, and
so
I'll
maybe
send
I
it
shouldn't
to you.
Be, so you're saying I probably shouldn't be letting my cats get a bath every month?
Probably not. I mean, I want you to bathe at least once a month, but not so them.
Okay, well, but I'll still have her come and scale their teeth and,
yes.
And cut their nails.
Cut the nails, get the teeth cleaned, get the regular grooming, especially with Murphy, who has got the longer hair, sometimes shorter. What you're doing is you're actually spreading the natural oils, and that keeps the coat very clean and groomed. And if you do take that little slight damp washcloth, seriously, and just rub it, it grabs up a lot of the loose hairs. You'll never get rid of your vacuum cleaner, but it will make a difference.
Or you know, you could fill a mattress. If you save up that hair, you could. Well, who knows? Maybe there'll be a market for a loose cat hair with the economy the way it is.
Oh, yeah. As long as it's loose cat hair, not real cats. Yeah, that's true. I wanted to also tell you, I will be sending you your prize for being on the show. It will be a copy of my Cat Behavior Answer book and my Happy Cat, Happy You book. I know you're just thrilled. But
I went on
a couple of book tours, and I got Catty with America, and I think we're helping cats everywhere because I like cats, dogs, and elephants and others, and I think awareness brings out the best in us.
It's just that's why we need diplomacy in the world. We need people have to be aware of the more they know each other, the less likely they are to be cruel to each other.
I think you're right. You're right. So is there anything else on the horizon we should tune into? I mean, I've seen you on Desperate Housewives, on Will and Grace. I mean, I love Bette Midler. I loved when you played her twin in Big Business. You've been all over. You're really
Yeah, I'll probably be going back to Housewives at the end of the season because we have to wrap up that Dave story. Dave's a really, you know, weird guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's
going to do a lot more mischief before he comes to his just desserts.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we call it a night?
No, everything's great. I've never not gone on the road ever since I got on Laugh-In, and I was well known. I always had an act from the time I was 5 or 6. I had begun developing an act, although I didn't know it was an act, but it was. And imitating neighbors and stuff in the old apartment house I grew up in. So I might be in one of your cities at some point.
I would love it. I would love it. I mean, you keep reinventing yourself, and I think that's the secret to success. You also have a quote here, I think you said, the road to success is always under construction.
Well, I know. I've seen that on the Internet. I can't attest to the fact that I said that because I don't remember saying it, but it sounds good.
Well, the other one you said is truth is beauty. How come no one has their hair done in the library?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good point. You know, we've been listening to the OBehave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I want to thank our special guest, Lily Tomlin. I also want you to dash over to the Voice for the Animals Foundation website. Learn more. She's going to be the headliner for an upcoming event. It is vftafoundation.org. You can also learn about what Lily is up to on the lilytomlin.com site, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Very creative, by the way. I was enjoying it immensely. And I also want to thank my executive producer, Mark Winter. He puts this show together each and every week. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's OBehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. OBehave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.